Welcome to Student News, a look at life at UMD, a place where we discuss cultural life from a different perspective. And I'm your host, Pavel Arkhipenkov. Welcome back, this is Student News, and I'm your host, Pavel Arkhipenkov. We are back from the break. I am excited to release more episodes this semester. We're going to have a lot of new amazing guests, and my first guest today is Jacob Griffiths, the director of LRC Committee, which stands for Legislative Relations Committee. Welcome, Jacob.
Thanks for having me, Pavel. I really appreciate being considered to be part of the amazing group of people this semester.
Thank you. My first question to you, you know, talk about what LRC stands for. What are you guys doing here on campus? What kind of goals you're having?
Yeah, sure. So LRC stands for Legislative Relations Committee. And basically the job of this committee is to be the official lobbying group of UMD. So it's about 10 students that I put together, and these students are all come from various different areas of the school. Mm-hmm. We have people from SFA and CLA, and we have a couple engineering students.
Wow.
And there are still people that want to make a difference at UMD. And so basically we go down and lobby for different budget and kind of funding things that UMD needs to go forward. So, for example, in years past, we lobbied for the chemistry building that's under construction.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
And even the going back farther, the Chena Hall renovations, if anybody was here for that. Now, this year, we're doing some things that I think really need to be done. Part of what we're lobbying for is renovations to A.B. Anderson Hall. And if you've ever taken a class in A.B. Anderson, it's hot.
It's quite hot in the summertime, yeah.
It's a fun story that I've always been told is that, and you know this, Pavel, but the heating and cooling system in A.B. Anderson Hall always needs to have a fan blowing on it. And if it's not blowing on the control panel, the whole heating and cooling system in A.B. Anderson Hall can shut off. So it's obviously an area that we need to look at and fix. So anybody that's in history or philosophy or anything in there would probably love to see that getting renovated. Also, we need to get the old chemistry building renovated and kind of brought up to date. It hasn't been updated since the 1960s when it was built. There's a lot of renovations that need to be done there in order to make that a usable space once the
Definitely.
New chemistry building is open.
I just want to clarify that the old chemistry building is not only for people who are in the chemistry department, because I remember my freshman year, I think I had a couple of liberal education courses there. So I think it's definitely a thing needed for everyone. I know you guys have lobby days, so what are the dates for lobby days this year, and what are you trying to pursue during these lobby days? I know you kind of talked about the A.B. Anderson, but what else besides that?
Yeah, so our main lobby day is March 1st, and that's titled Bulldog Lobby Day. And during that day, our group, LRC, will lead probably 50 or 60 people down at the state capitol in St. Paul. And not only are we going to be lobbying directly to state legislators about the chemistry building renovations in A.B. Anderson Hall, but we're going to be talking about things like the Wardwell's Field House and renovating Glen Sheen Mansion, because if you've ever been to Glen Sheen, it's pretty cool, and the walls are literally falling down on some of the outside areas.
And not that many people know that Glen Sheen is technically part of campus.
Dan Hartman, the director of Glen Sheen, always says that Glen Sheen is for the students, and I think it'd be really cool if more students, after this renovation is done, felt the need to go down there and maybe study outside at Glen Sheen on one of the picnic tables. And it's just a really cool area that's part of UMD. I mean, you can drive by, there's a big sign. So if you haven't been down there, I really encourage you to go take a tour. You get a free one. It's really cool.
So March 1st, and then I believe you have Bulldog and St. Louis County Day. So it's sort of a lobby day for our school as well, but also for our whole area, right?
Yeah, so then a week later, after spring break, we'll go back down with the Duluth Chamber of Commerce in the St. Louis County area for what they call Duluth and St. Louis County Days. And during that time, we'll be lobbying ourselves for a lot of the similar things and kind of finding their role in what the Duluth and St. Louis County area needs. I mean, UMD is a big part of the Duluth area and the community, so there's always a place for us to have our conversation, and the Duluth Chamber of Commerce
is very
nice in order to let us have that opportunity to come down and lobby with them.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that's a great thing that students are being active or participating in this process and lobbying for the school needs. I want to ask you the question I ask everyone who comes to this studio and have a pleasure to talk with. You know, you've been around, you saw things, you've been pretty active on campus. What sort of advice can you give new incoming people to UMD, maybe even current students? Any piece of advice you have for them?
I would just say, you know, I've gone through college pretty quick. And I feel like it was just the other day I was, you know, coming here on during Welcome Week. Yeah. I think the best thing anyone can do at UMD is to join a club or a student organization. I'm not only in student association, but I'm in groups like Lutheran Campus Ministry, and the people that you find there are still some of the best friends that I have. I mean, I don't know if I have any friends that are outside of those two groups. So I would just really encourage you to find a club. I mean, there's over, 150, 200 clubs at UMD.
Yeah.
So there's something for everyone, and go join a club and go to a hockey game.
Yeah, definitely. That's a very valuable piece of advice. A lot of people go through college, go through UMD, and they have not attended a single hockey game. And I think that's a very big part of cultural experience here in Duluth.
If you've gone to UMD and you haven't gone to a hockey game, I don't know that you can call yourself a Bulldog.
I agree. Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, pleasure talking to you, Pavel.
It was Tune News with Pavel Arkhipenkov. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Have a good rest of your day. Bye.